So I'm working on a publisher's desk. So I thought it's not quite finished and it's behind schedule. Uh-oh. Ganapati Kulam is going to be asking for it very soon here. And it's 100 words short of all things. It's this blank space. It's beautifully laid out and all. Then there's this blank space right at the end. But you can't put a picture in, so so I thought I'd read and comment on it, and hopefully generate some refinement, polish it up here and there, as well as get some inspiration for adding another 100 words. So the inspiration for this is George Bush, though we don't name him as such. But, he gets up there and starts talking about the evil empire, What was it? The evil what? The evil witch? Access? Evil witch? Access of evil, right. So he loves to talk about evil, good and evil. And of course, we're never the evil, right? We're always the good. And the other guys, or the bad guys, the evil guys. So he labels the world, has us categorize people. These are the evil people, these are the good people. So we behave one way toward the good people, another way toward the evil people. That's okay. We can treat the evil people differently than the good people because they're evil. So it's an attitude that is worth commenting on because Hindus are hearing this. Hindu children are hearing this, and we don't want those attitudes to influence us because it's not the correct Hindu perspective, as we know from the Catechism, Dancing with Shiva, that everyone is inherently good. Everyone is a divine being. There aren't any evil people. There are evil actions. And there are good actions, but everyone is good, or even at a deeper level, everyone is divine. So seeing everyone as a divine being on the inside, no matter how they're acting on the outside, is the Hindu perspective. Definitely the Hindu perspective, because we want them to improve their behavior. We don't want to simply punish them or destroy them because they're evil. No, we want them to improve their behavior because they're on the spiritual path toward God, even though they don't realize it. So that's the idea. We want them to improve their behavior. We want to act toward them in a way which encourages them to improve their behavior, change their conduct, conform with a higher standard of behavior. So here we go. Since September 11th, there have been increased statements by Western leaders, unnamed, condemning some men as being evil and extolling others as being good. This, of course, is not the Hindu perspective. But since we hear these statements so often, it is good to take time to reflect on the Hindu point of view regarding good and evil, as well as for those who are parents, good to discuss the Hindu view with their children. To make sure our and our children's thinking on the matter remains uninfluenced by Western thought. So that's the reason for doing it. Make sure we're clinging to our Eastern Hindu perspective here. Don't get confused by some Western ideas. The Hindu viewpoint is that all of mankind is good. As we are all divine beings, souls created by God, in fact, we are all one family. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The whole world is one family. Each soul is emanated from God, as a spark from a fire. We experienced that last phase, right? We got the spark. Almost burned up the cushion here. As a spark from a fire. And begins its spiritual journey, which eventually leads back to God. All human beings are on this journey, whether they realize it or not. So that's, you know, an important point. You don't have to realize or think you're on a spiritual journey to be on a spiritual journey. It's like children are growing up, even though they may not realize they're growing up. They're maturing. You know, as adults, we see it. They may not think about it. It's taking place. Maturation takes place in a spiritual sense, even if we don't realize it. If all are on the same journey, why then is there such a disparity between men? Clearly, some act like saints and others act like sinners. Of course, they aren't, but that's just their actions. Some take delight in helping their fellow man, while others delight in harming them. The Hindu explanation is that each of us started the journey at a different time. And thus, some are at the beginning of the spiritual path and are young souls, while others are near the end and are old souls. Our Paramaguru, Yanaguru Sivi Yoga Swami, in speaking to his devotees, would describe life as a school with some in the MA class and others in kindergarten, and that he gave to each according to his advancement. But that's a paraphrase. I want to actually look up the words of our master quote and get the exact wording. That's what he said. Man's nature can be described as threefold: spiritual, intellectual, and instinctive. It is the instinctive nature, the animal-like nature, which contains the tendencies to harm others. Men who are expressing these tendencies are young souls. So what do they need? They need to learn to harness this force. Thus, the Hindu approach to such a man is not to label him evil, but rather to focus on helping him learn to control these instincts and improve his behavior. So that's the point. We don't want to go around labeling people evil, good, evil, good. Evil people should be punished. Good people should be rewarded. No. Everybody, if their actions are evil or good, should be trying to improve their behavior. Just being good isn't enough. You want to be even better. So, improving behavior. Gurudeva describes this in an insightful way. People act in evil ways and are not yet in touch with their soul nature, and thus totally in the outer instinctive mind. What the ignorant see as evil, the enlightened see as the actions of low-minded and immature individuals.